Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to this edition of the Lamar Viking Baseball Coaches Show. I'm Bill Frawley, and with me, of course, is head varsity baseball coach Paul Kino. Coach, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Well, it's been a rainy weekend, but, you know, we always like to see the rain come, hopefully when it doesn't interfere too much with games. We were just talking offline for a minute. The rain, there's a chance we might have to rearrange some junior varsity games tomorrow. Is that a chance?
It's a possibility, just depending on how the field dries out. You know, talk to their coach, and maybe we might end up playing a doubleheader on Tuesday with the freshman and the JV back-to-back, probably JV first, freshman second, but that's not official yet. You know, we just got to see how the field looks tomorrow.
Well, we'll try to make sure and, of course, get the word out through the Booster Club and all the other ways. So, well, Coach, I've got to say, 6-0 in district play, how does that feel?
I mean, anytime you can win baseball games, it always feels good. I mean, it's a good start. We still got 8 district ball games left. There's a lot of things to be decided, and we got to keep playing well. You know, if we keep doing that, I feel very good about where we're sitting and the road ahead.
Well, speaking of playing well, and one thing I want to mention kind of right off the bat here is I think anyone who has ever come up to you after a game and said, Coach, hey, good game or good win, you were so quick to always say, well, it's the players, it's not me. They're the ones that go out there and do it. And that's such a great, humble leadership attitude to have. But I know there's a lot of people that join me in saying, hey, you and the other coaches are doing a great job getting these guys ready because they've had such great success at all 3 levels so far. And another thing is, I know you're not big at really singling people out, but as I've been announcing and broadcasting some of these games, I've seen a few things, and it almost sounds unfair sometimes to mention some names, but there's a few standouts here, if you don't mind. At the JV level last week, Jack Austin threw a complete 6-inning no-hitter against Arlington's JV. That's just incredible when any player can go throw 6 innings of no-hit baseball.
Oh, I mean, Jack's a very good pitcher. He's a very good player. So, yeah, I mean, but any time that you can throw 6 innings or 7 innings of no-hit baseball, I mean, you know, the odds, you know, it's hard to do. So, I mean, it's a very great accomplishment. He's a good young man, works very hard, had a lot of success. We had him up during tournaments with the varsity and pitched very well for us. Just exciting for his future.
Definitely so. And so speaking of pitching, I'm going to stay on that track here for just a little bit. Bradley Missel, one of the freshmen that's been contributing consistently at the varsity level, he had a great outing Friday night against Arlington's varsity.
Yes, he did. I mean, Kai did on Tuesday, you know, threw a great game for us. And then Brad, you know, he's a good player, and he's just a freshman, so, I mean, he's got some great years ahead of him, and just very excited about him. He has a really calm demeanor on the mound. He works very hard at his craft, and, you know, he's also a very good position player. So we're just excited about his future.
Well, that's great. And you, like you said, you mentioned Kai Lancaster pitched on Tuesday night, and then he plays out there in left field tracking those balls down. And, again, we can go on and on, but I'm glad you mentioned that also. And then, of course, in the infield over on the left side, I don't know how many times, as I keep my own little stat sheet for announcing and stuff, 4-3, 5-3, 6-3, all around that corner over there, Badillo, Sean Kelly, Cameron Wild, they're all doing great jobs at fielding and getting the outs at first base.
Yeah, I mean, they're very good infielders. We also have Kyle Foster. He's a very good infielder. We have, you know, when Kai pitches, Path plays left field. Jacob Path plays left field, but he's also an infielder. He can come in if we have to make moves on the mound, like he came in and played third base when Cameron went to pitch and relief. I mean, we just have some very good, talented young men. They work very hard in practice. You know, we preach, you know, about make the routine play, and so that we can be in ball games and we have a chance to win. And they've been doing an outstanding job. All those guys have been doing a very outstanding job, just playing good defense, making the routine plays, you know, not making our pitchers work any harder than what they have to. You know, we preach pitch to contact and, you know, and make the routine play behind them. And so far it's been working. Everything, you know, just been a really good season so far. They bought in and it's been a lot of fun.
Definitely so. And like you just mentioned, yeah, you've got so many players. There's depth at every position, it seems like, because if someone's pitching, someone else plays that fielding position. If they're doing something else, and it's really that's quite a treasure to have as far as the depth you have it all around there. So this week coming up, it's the Mansfield week. You're going to be playing, of course, two games as the new format is. Mansfield new to our district, and so a lot of the fans don't know that much about their program. What do you know, and kind of what do you foresee in these games coming up this week?
I mean, they're going to be tough ball games. Mansfield's a good program. They've been a good program for a very long time. You know, just talking about their pitchers, I mean, they've got two good pitchers for their 1 and 2. Center field is a very good player for them. Shortstop's a very good player for them. They're a lot like us. They play good defense. They make the routine plays. They pitch to contact. So it's going to be a lot of fun this week playing them. We're going to have to play well. Obviously, every time you step on the field in our district, you have to play well to give yourself a chance. So hopefully we go out and we play well and we give ourselves a chance to win two ball games.
Well, speaking of this week coming up, then the varsity schedule will be at Mansfield 7 o'clock Tuesday, hosting Mansfield 7 o'clock on Friday, and then it's the opposite basically for the sub-varsity teams. We will get the word out about what's going to happen Monday night with our JV one game. And so another thing I want to mention, speaking of that, we've been broadcasting home varsity games. We had some technical issues this past week with the Arlington broadcast. We have figured out what happened there. We have some new equipment also. So please, everyone, tune in, or get people to tune in if they can't be at the ball game Friday night, 7 o'clock for the Mansfield varsity game. And then we will be doing some more of those, even with some sub varsity games throughout. But that's what's coming up this week. Again, a great start to the district play season so far. And, Coach, anything else you want to add?
No, we got the best announcer in baseball.
Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind. Well, for me, it's truly a privilege, and I appreciate the opportunities I get to do that. Thank you for your kind words. And with that, we'll sign off saying Viking fight, never die. I'm Bill Frawley, and you are?
Paul Kino. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody.